the way I study the Bible is in the prescribed method that's laid out for us in the King James Bible. Paul says, we speak not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but that which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Paul wrote the Philippians and said, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Now, I want to talk about the basic differences between the prophetic program and the mystery program, that which was spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began, and that which was kept secret since the world began. And I want to outline at least 14 specific differences that I can show you by Scripture. I'm going to put those Scripture verses on the screen so that you can see them for yourself. The prophetic program concerns a kingdom, a political organization, a literal, visible, and earthly kingdom, while the mystery program concerns a body, a living organism. The kingdom is to be established on the earth. The body is given a position in heaven. Christ is to be the king in the prophetic program, in the kingdom. Christ in the mystery program is the head of the church, which is his body. Concerning the prophetic program, the kingdom was prophesied since the world began. But concerning the mystery program, the church, the body of Christ, that was chosen in Christ but kept secret since the world began, chosen before the foundation of the world. In prophecy, in the fulfillment of the prophetic program, Israel is to be exalted above all people of the earth. In the mystery program, Jews and Gentiles are equal before God. In the prophetic program, Gentiles are to be blessed through the rise of the nation of Israel. In the mystery program, Gentiles in the age in which we live are blessed through the fall of Israel, not their rise. Prophecy mainly concerns nations. The mystery concerns individual. Prophecy concerns both material and spiritual blessings on the earth. The mystery concerns all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In prophecy, salvation is always by faith plus works. Faith in what God said. Salvation in the mystery program is by grace alone, through faith alone, and that, folks, is the heart of the mystery and the thing that religious people oppose with every fiber of their being, including religious people on Pow Talk, I might add. In the prophetic program, prophecy concerns Christ coming literally visible to the earth, returning to the exact spot where he left the earth from, the Mount of Olives. The mystery, on the other hand, explains Christ's present absence from the earth. In the prophecy program, the proclamation of that fulfillment of the prophetic program was committed to the 12 apostles of the Lord. But the mystery program and the preaching according to the revelation of the mystery was committed only to the Apostle Paul. The prophetic program was revealed through many of God's servants, the prophets, the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. But the mystery about the church, the body of Christ, was revealed through one man, the Apostle Paul. The prophets frequently and most of the time didn't even understand the things that they spoke and they wrote. Paul, on the other hand, both fully understood and longed and prayed that others would understand the mystery revealed through it. Now, those are about 14 distinct differences between the prophetic program, that which was spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began, and the mystery program, that which was kept secret since the world began. Now, I'm going to do some comparisons here, and I'd like to invite you to just follow along with me. I want to urge you to not take my word for it. Just because I've got a microphone icon in front of my name, don't trust what I say. Take your Bible out, and I hope it's the King James Bible. Take your Bible out and see if what I say is what the Bible says, what the Holy Word of God has to say. Compare me with the Bible. Now, as I said before, in the prophetic program, it concerns a kingdom, a political organization. Go with me to Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, where? In earth, as it is in heaven. Go with me now and look at the mystery program concerning the body, which is a living organism, not a political kingdom. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 and take a look at several verses. Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 11. Just watch your screen. Here's the verses. Compare Scripture with Scripture and see if you see the difference between the prophetic program and the mystery program. Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, wherein they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working, in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, does that sound like a political kingdom to you folks? Does that sound like the kingdom of heaven on earth? Folks, things that are different are not the same. The kingdom is to be established on the earth. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 5. Jeremiah 23 and 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I'll raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice. Where at, folks? In the earth. Go to Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, that's earthly folks, and he shall separate them one from the other, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You see that? That's literal, that's visible, and that's earthly. The body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ, is not involved in that kingdom. The body is given a position in heaven, folks. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Even Ephesians 2 and 5, when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, go to Colossians 3 and 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians 3 and 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Can you see the difference, folks? In the earthly kingdom, Jesus Christ is to be the king. Go to Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 15. Jeremiah 33, 15. In those days, and at that time, I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness. Where? In the land. Can you see that? Go to verse 16. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Can you see that? Go with me, please, to Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Go to verse 7. Of the increase of his what? His government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. Christ is the king in the kingdom, in the land, folks. The mystery program, Christ is the living head of the church, which is his body. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Folks, the kingdom was prophesied since the world began. But the church, the body of Christ, was chosen in Christ before the world began and kept secret since the world began. About the kingdom, go to Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Here's the kingdom, folks. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake. You see this? As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Listen to Peter, please, in Acts chapter 3. Peter says, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which were spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets, from Samuel and those that follow, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. That's the kingdom, folks. Now, the church was chosen not from the foundation of the world, but before the foundation of the world, and kept secret since the world began. Go to Romans chapter 16, 25, and you will see that that's how Paul preaches. Paul says, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Just believe the Bible means what it says, as it says it, where it says it. Ephesians 1 and 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us, what? The plans for the kingdom? No. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. What for? Why, Paul? That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are where? In heaven, and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Folks, things that are different are not the same. If you will acknowledge that words mean what they say, where they say it, as they say it, you've got to see that there's some different things going on here. In the prophetic program, Israel is to be exalted above all people. Go with me, please, to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 10, and the sons of the strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Look at verse 6, Isaiah 61 and verse 6. Watch it. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Folks, that's Israel. That's the born-again nation of Israel and the kingdom. You shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Now, Israel, in that prophetic program, in that kingdom program, is exalted above all people of the earth. Not so. Not so in the mystery program. Not so today in the dispensation of the grace of God. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Go to verse 32, Romans 11, 32. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy on them all. Go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16. Ephesians 2, 16. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body. This can't be the kingdom, folks. Both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. Can you see that we're talking about two different things? On the one hand, we're talking about the kingdom, the restored kingdom of Israel in the land of Palestine, Jesus Christ the King. And on the other hand, we're talking about a new creation. We're talking about the church, which is the body of Christ. Now, in that kingdom, folks, in the restored kingdom on the earth, Gentiles are to be blessed through the nation of Israel. Go back with me to Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. We'll just believe that words mean what they say, as they say it, where they say it. When the plain sense makes common sense, there's no need to seek any other sense. Genesis 22, 17. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Promises made to the fathers. Jesus Christ was confirming those promises. Verse 18, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. The covenants of promise. That's Abraham. That's God making a covenant with Abraham there in Genesis chapter 22. Let me show you something. Gentiles in the dispensation of the grace of God are blessed without Israel, apart from Israel, in spite of Israel. Acts 13:44. And the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Verse 45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. You see that? Go to Romans chapter 11. Romans 11, 28. As concerning the gospel, they're enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as you in time past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. In the dispensation of the grace of God, salvation is apart from Israel, in spite of Israel's unbelief, has nothing to do with establishing that kingdom. But in the kingdom program, Gentiles will be blessed. Go to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, Israel. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen in thee. Do you believe that words mean what they say, where they say it, as they say it? Isaiah 60:3, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Folks, that's Israel. That's the nation of Israel. That's the born-again nation of Israel. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 22. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts where? In Jerusalem, and pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we've heard that God is with you. That's kingdom gospel, folks. But I want you to know something. There came a time during the book of Acts when Israel became, lo am I, not God's people, and they were cast away. Go with me to Acts chapter 28, verse 27. Acts 28, verse 27. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 28. Be it known unto you, therefore, that salvation, the salvation of God, is sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when Paul had said these words, the Jews departed. The kingdom program has been put on hold, folks, temporarily, for a reason and for a season. Paul tells you what that is in Romans chapter 11, verse 25. He addresses ignorant brethren, and he says, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, and then all Israel shall be saved. Now, prophecy, the prophetic program, mainly concerns nations. In contrast to the fact that the mystery program, the church, the body of Christ, mainly concerns individuals. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. Isaiah 2 and 4, you can see that in the prophetic program, it concerns nations. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Go with me, please, to Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 21. Ezekiel 37, 21. And say unto them, Israel, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I'll make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. So you see, prophecy concerns nations, but the mystery concerns individuals. Look at Paul in Romans chapter 10, Romans 10, verse 12. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Go to verse 13, please, Romans 10, 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Turn on over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge. If one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, please watch this verse. This is so critical. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, we're comparing the distinction between the church, the body of Christ, the mystery program, and that which was spoken by all the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. In the prophecy program, the prophecies concern both material and spiritual blessings in the earth. Go to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord, from where? From Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Go to Isaiah 2:11. Go to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And in that kingdom, folks, Israel, look at them. Isaiah 61, verse 6. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord, as in that holy priesthood, 1 Peter 2 and 9, men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Now, that's physical, folks, and that's literal, and that's earthly, but in the church, the body of Christ, it's a spiritual realm. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians 3 and 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, as in the earthly kingdom, for you are dead, and your life is hid with God in Christ. Now, I want you to watch real closely, and you're going to get a big distinction right here. Salvation has always been by faith, but not always by grace through faith. In the prophetic program, salvation was by faith plus works. Go with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebrews 11 and 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Go and look at Noah. Look at the example of Noah, Hebrews 11 and 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Consider Rahab in James chapter 2, verse 25. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Consider Cornelius, the Roman centurion, in Acts chapter 10. Here's what Peter told him. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Salvation in the kingdom program involves faith plus works. Not so in the church, the body of Christ. In the church, the body of Christ, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in the finished work of Christ. Do you believe that words mean what they say, as they say it, where they say it? Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Do you see that? Go with me, please, to Romans. Let's just take a quick detour for the benefit of a couple of people in the room today. Romans chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Would you take a look at what Paul says? Romans chapter 4, verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. In other words, if you work for something, folks, somebody would owe you something for the work that you had done, right? Right. Go to verse 5, Romans chapter 4, verse 5. Here is your salvation in the age of grace. Romans 4 and 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Salvation in this age is by grace through faith. Go to Romans 3, 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 25. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. This is the doctrine, folks, to the church, the body of Christ. In the kingdom, you have to work and wait and endure unto the end. In the church, the body of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ endured unto the end for us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. When will religion ever get it? It's the grace of God and the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ that got the job done. By grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation in the age of grace is by grace alone, without any kind of human effort. Now, another big difference between prophecy and mystery, between the kingdom program and the church program, is that prophecy concerns the literal, visible, earthly return of Christ. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20. Isaiah 59 and 20. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Go to Acts 1 and 10. Acts chapter 1, verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Peter preached to the Pentecostal church in Acts chapter 3, verse 20, And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive, until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. That's prophecy, that's kingdom, that's earthly, folks. In the mystery program, the mystery revealed to the Apostle Paul explains Christ's absence from the earth. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. Verse 22, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Colossians 3 and 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So the mystery, folks, explains why Christ is absent from the earth. Blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And account, verse 15, that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, hath written to you. In prophecy, Christ comes. In mystery, the Lord Jesus Christ is absent until he returns to take the church, his body, out of this present evil world. Now, the proclamation of that prophetic program was committed to 12 men. The number 12 is very significant in relation to God's prophetic program with Israel. For instance, Israel has 12 tribes, and those 12 men were 12 apostles, and they'll sit on 12 thrones in the millennium, ruling the 12 tribes of Israel. Go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. Matthew 10 and 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go to Acts chapter 1, verse 6. When they therefore were come together, this is at the day the Lord ascends into heaven, they ask of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdoms of Israel? And he said unto them, It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what Peter preaches. Go to Acts chapter 3, verse 24. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. And ye are the children of the prophets. Folks, you're not the children of the prophets. Come on, get real. Peter's talking to Israel here. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. You see, the proclamation of the kingdom program pertains to the 12 tribes of Israel, and there were 12 apostles proclaiming that message. But the preaching, according to the revelation of the mystery, was committed to one man, Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Go down to verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. Folks, it wasn't spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. You see that? To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I'm made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery, where? Among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Did you know that the prophetic program was revealed through the mouth of all the holy prophets, but that the revelation of the mystery was given to just one man, the Apostle Paul? Let's look at prophecy. Luke chapter 1, verse 67. The father of John the Baptist and his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Watch it. Verse 70. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But what about the revelation of the mystery, folks? That which was hid in God before the foundation of the world. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Verse 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not of man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hey, Paul had another revelation too. The Lord revealed to Paul that he should go to Jerusalem and tell Peter, James, and John why he had died on the cross, because they didn't know it. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. And I went up by revelation and communicated, that means to share, communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation. Verse 7, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed to me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, well then James, Cephas, and John made a gentleman's agreement. They shook hands with Paul. They gave Paul the right hand of fellowship. Did you ever hear binding and loosing, folks? Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Peter, James, and John loosed themselves from the so-called Great Commission. Rent right then and there, folks. The Great Commission went out of commission at the time of Acts chapter 15, and since that time, Peter never again preached to a Gentile. He went only to the circumcision. Go to Ephesians with me. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me, Paul, to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery which I wrote before in few words. Folks, Paul received the revelation of the mystery. Now let's go on. We're wrapping up here. Many times the prophets, the mouth of all the holy prophets, which had spoken since the world began, they spoke, but many times they didn't even understand what they were talking about. When the Lord told the disciples about his own death, they didn't understand it. Let me give you an example here. Let's go to Luke right quick before we get those verses. Luke, I want to go to chapter 18, Luke 18, and take a quick look at verse 34. Luke 18 and verse 34, okay? And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken. Three times in Luke 18:34, Luke says that Peter, James, and John didn't know, and they understood none of these things. And these things, this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things that were spoken. Go back to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Well, which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Folks, they didn't know the what. And they didn't know the what manner of time between the crucifixion of Christ and the second coming of Christ. And the first time it was ever known on this earth is when the Lord revealed it to Paul. You see, Paul both understood and he longed that others would understand the mystery that was revealed to him. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, not the kingdom, folks, his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Go to Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Colossians chapter 1. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in wisdom and in all spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, to whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Paul wrote the Philippians, Philippians 1 and 9, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. The prophets didn't understand it, folks, but Paul understood the revelation of the mystery, and he wanted everybody else to understand it too. There you have it, 14 comparisons between prophecy and mystery.